You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Kalish paradox is that Rambam paskins, if somebody threatens your life, you do it. You're an Inus, Ptur of Inus. Sakandu Yavera, Biogva Yavar, if there's a Ptur of Inus, it's a paradox. If the Rambam holds, if somebody threatens your life, even though you don't have to give up your life, you have to give up your life. But if you didn't, you don't get punished for an Inus. So it's a paradox. So why do you have a Yavah? I'm a Torah of Inus. So it can't be the Aveira. The Torah says the Rambam holds it's Al-Tchil Hashem. It's not else the Aveira. It's Al-Tchidish Hashem. It's Al-Tchidish Hashem. That's why it's Yavah. And even by Misa, clear in Rambam, not like the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is only a Svara of Maichazis. So you can't be, but Rambam at least, I'm not saying, you know, this is Rambam Shita. That all the Yehog Vayavars is not else the Avera, that's Kila Shashem Echashem. You remember my Raya Yossi? See, my Raya was from sickness. The Rambam holds, sick, he quotes Rav Shach.
It's offered to take youth of Avodah Zarah
right.
For your...
And if you do, you Chai Misa. Right.
Chai Misa.
Now, so...
All
the Rosh Hashivas
want to...
What's the difference?
So what's the... So they all... What's the difference? Sameach, Rav Shach. What's the difference? What's the difference? A guy holds a gun to your head or the germs? If a guy is dying, and the only way to cure himself is to be over the Avodah Zarah, if he does it, he's Chayiv Misa. You don't say, but he's an Inus. So I say, what's the difference? A guy is holding a gun to your head or the germs are holding a gun to your head? And my answer is, because that's not a Chil Hashem. If it's not a Chil Hashem, it would be my paradox. So the Rambam has to learn that you're Chayiv Misa. Because it's, so I once told Rosh Shivas of Lake when he was masking to my diak. It's pretty clear in Rambam. And even one of the Rosh Shivas of Lake, when I said it over to him in the base medrash, he was masking to my diak. That the Rambam holds, if you do it, it's not a Chil Hashem. So then you have the paradox. So if it would be a Ptur of Einus, then you wouldn't be able to be Chayiv Misa if it's not a Chil Hashem. So it must be that it's Ratzin. It's called Ratzin. See, I'm not interested in the Svara, I'm interested in the source for the Rambam. What forced the Rambam into that position? That's what I said. Okay. Afagav.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
I have to go back to the Shirm at the Arche Kala last year. They discussed it.
Yeah, but nobody knew the Kalish paradox. They don't know. They didn't hear my Shir in the Rambam. They didn't. That wasn't spoken. This you can't find anywhere. This raid is my little
Kalish.
Publish a parish? No. When I get older, I have nothing else. I'm too busy now. Yeah. So now we have the famous shayla of doing abortion. A ben noach is nerag al urim kram hasan. V'yisrael eino nerag. So you see mika midi. So you see, what do you mean mika midi? If it's mutter to a yid to abort, so mika midi that for yid it's mutter, and for goy yachai misa. Evitaisis mikomakom lo shari. It's not mutter to yid. Now, what does taisis mean? Rab Moshe is very machmer abortion. Rab Moshe holds that abortion by yid is murder. Taisis means lo shari. It's an issa v'tzich. A yid is not chay misa. The mashal. Rambam holds if you kill a treifa, it's murder, but you're not chay misa. There's certain things, especially according to the Rambam, that it's murder. Lav of lo tirzach. But you're not chay misa unless the guy was a shal. But it's murder if you kill a treifa. So that's how Rabbi Moshe learns. Now, somebody closed the door.
It closes.
I usually put something, but if you don't slam.
Yeah, nobody else coming after this. Tzvi here?
No, Tzvi's in Florida. Okay. Tzvi's in Florida. Keep it open, don't close the door.
No, there's nobody coming.
It's a very cold breath.
It's
freezing.
I'll get up if somebody knocks.
Okay. Hi, Ben.
Good evening.
We're talking about abortion. It says in my Sanhedrin that a guy is chayv misa for abortion.
Akum. Ben understands it.
Akum.
A guy.
Akum is right.
The Rosh Hashiva had dealt with these kinds of issues, other issues on Sunday morning very often.
So you call it Akum, say don't say.
Akum, he's very careful in the
don't
number of
Roshanas.
Call
it Akum, yeah.
Akum, Isha, he never uses words like
that. Akum is Chayv Mitzvah, an abortion, he'd not. So Toy says it's not Mutter. Some Paiskim holds, it's a Nisav Chabura. It's a light Isser. The Shaiva in extreme circumstances, can matter abortion. So Rav Moshe is never matter abortion because he learns it's Ritzicha. But other Achrainim, Gedol Achrainim, hold. Now it could be it's only after 40 days. The only time in my life that was matter a woman to get an abortion was under 40 days. Till 40 days, the Gemara says, Maya Ba'almo. Could be even a guy is not, so it could be, I don't know. Till 40 days, it's Maya Ba'almo.
If you're worried about Chabura.
Yeah, but if it's just Chabura, every surgery is Chabura. With Mata surgery, even Chabura, even Rav Moshe is even for good looks sometimes. With Mata surgery, Chabura is easy to Mata, it's not easy to Mata murder. Mm-hmm. So if you learn when Tais is a low shari, see, I doubt, just my diuk. See, Tais is the same thing in Sanhedrin and Zion and the Tes. The same Tais Sanhedrin, he's about abortion on that Gemara. And then Tes here. So, where is it? Whatever it is.
Nuntes.
Right. So, Tais is the same thing there. But he says, Lo Shari, you think he means it's Ritzicha? You should say, it's Mikom Akom, it's Ritzicha. The Lo Shari to me is Mashma, it's not the same Isser as a guy. That's, but I can't prove it, but the Gedoy V'Achrayim that learned that way. Vimtime. Okay. We did enough, I think. I think we did enough. I'd like to get to the Rambam. Let's,
He doesn't fear ice at the end anything here?
He goes to another Sugi Bey Matameya. That is Ibn Achai by Bey Matameya. How do you like that? Okay. The Rambam says, Halacha Yud, I'd like to learn Halacha Yud. There's a beautiful pilpul on this. The chain chayav al even min achai, a guy. So we have Noah chilchus malachim berit days. The chain chayav halacha yud, val basim min achai bechol shul. The chayav an even min achai, val basim min achai bechol shul. Shiurim only by yid.
Right, no shiur.
No shiur. The Gemara says, the Rambam says that shall no shiurim el solavad. Umutu b'dam menachai. It's mutu b'dam menachai. I mean, it's not so simple. Why isn't dam aver menachai? Why? Well, you say it's not basar. Well, Taisa says a big pilpul in Shas whether dam is a din of basar or not. It's not so simple. But that's what it says. Mutu guy is no it's a dam. Guy can drink blood all he wants. Butu hu b'dam menachai. It's only a din by Yisrael. It's not one of the Sheva mitzvahs. Now. The Raiva changes the gears.
All these cases comes out that it's mutter for a Jew and it's also for a guy. Because for a Jew, it's only till a share.
Very good question. The Achrayim explained to you, excellent question. Is the chatzi shir asim min atayr? It's not mutter to a Jew. You only get punished with a shir. You know, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir asim min atayr. So it's not mutter to a Jew. Irish Lakish. Sorry, Hashoyich has a bein. Zot Rama Loch. The Raiva, by the way, says, "Aval oif." You really, the Rambam says, "Halachi Yeralef." Shame by Noach Legal Eiv Menachai. Mimena, the Raiva is Magia. Very unique Raiva. He says the Rambam doesn't mean oif. There's an open Raya. There's Eiv Menachai by oifis. He means sheret. He's Magia. Raiva never saw that before. That the Raiva is Magia. The Rambam says, "You should that toy cipher." He says it's a mistake.
He's
yeah, Rambam, you know what?
Mama's chosen
Rambam. It's a toy sofa. The royal yos aval hasheretz. Okay, that's the Ravitz. He corrects the girsa. Hashoyich halacha yud beis. Hashoyich es habeim afil shochet b'shnei asimonim. If you shech the beim, even shochet b'shnei asimonim, kol zman shi mefarcheses. If the animal's jumping around, eiver, Ubasa Poshi Mena Asum Livne Noach Mishayim V'Menachai. Whoa! It looks like he paskins like Rabbi Chaim Yankov. He says Rambam says, we said, Echid Yisrael, V'roi Chalom V'tarumba. The Rambam says that if you shech the behemah, doesn't say a Jew, it's hard to say, it means a guy. Hashoich is a behemah. Fil shach b'shnei ha-siman, kal shum zman shum mifar cheses. If the animal's still alive, it's jumping around, even though you shecht it. Or Eivor uba basar parshi mimena asurim levnei noach mishay Eivor menachai. So the Rambam clearly paskins that the shechita is not matter to a guy. So we'll see the Lechem Mishnah in a minute. Look at halacha Yud Gimel. Kol she'asa al Yisrael b'shem menachai. Whatever asa al Yisrael b'shem menachai, asa b'nei no. But yesh b'nei no chayim alav v'lo Yisrael. There's a case where an Eivor menachai applies by a guy and not by Yisrael. Shnei b'nei noach, same chilek. See, we hold Eivor Menachai is only by a Behemah Tahira. There's no din Eivor Menachai by a non-kosher animal. But by a goy, there's no difference in a kosher and non-kosher animal. So Rambam says, Shnei Noach, that's the piece in Tosis we skipped. Shnei Noach, Echad Behemah Menachai, Bein Tahir, Bein Tamer, Chai Amun Shem Menachai, Umshum Bas Menachai. And by a Yid, there's no din Eivor Menachai by Behemah Tamer.
It's actually a uniform rule. What is mutter to you has Eivor Menachai. What isn't mutter to you doesn't. It's really a single rule. It just has different applications because that's us or to us.
Right.
It's just a formulation. It's not really two separate rules. It's one rule.
Right. It's just that by a goy, it's mutter.
So it becomes Eivor.
Now the Rambam says, the Eivor ubasa poshim and mafaches. It's like he said in Halacha Yud Beis, Eivor a limb ubasa la poshim and mafaches. Is api sheshachet bo Yisrael shnei asimanim. Even though Yid Shech the Shnei Asimanim, how is that Osir Levnei Noach Moshev Menachem?
But what is the difference between this and the previous?
Same thing. You're right. It's really the same thing. Here he says clearly, even though Yid Shech did, even though Yid Shech did. So by us Lechor won't be Eiv Menachai. By its Goy, it's Eiv Menachai. So look at the Lechem Mishnah. We just learned the Gemara. Namid Gimel Ben the Gemara brought an open Brisa. Echad Yisrael ve'chavit chavim utarim bo. We just brought an open Brisa. Why did the Rambam ignore it? We said Tanya kelo kavasid ravachem by Yankiv. How could the Rambam paskin ravachem by Yankiv?
The Mishpat seems to say like,
Echad Yisrael chavit chavim utarim bo. Yeah. It's a big steer. So they all ask this, the Rashbi asked this on the Rambam. L'mashik, she's a Lechem Mishnah. There's a long Kesem Mishnah. But Bekitzer, the Lechem Mishnah says, L'mashik, she's a Rashba. A Rabbeinu, the Bebraisa, Karma Behedya. The Braisa, we had a Braisa, Behedya, quoted in Andaf Lam Gimel. That Braisa is in Kuf Chavalef. The Behema Tahira, she's Shachta Yisrael. As you conch the Nafsha, Goy Mutabah. There's a guy who's mutter, but Tanya, the local of Achim Bayankiv. So you don't say, a mizam of a come up name ayam. We have an open price and not that way. Yeshlom. So he invokes Taisa Stir. Yeshlom, the Das Rabbeinu, next side, the Ha, the Tana, the Dachame Alacha, Sham, the high price, Hadish, the Lek, immediate Sasha, Goy Asim. Over Perak Abba Mises, he quotes the Gemara in Tess, Amru Gabi Yifas Taya, Tosfos Stira, that Shani Goyim the Lad make Kibush Nenu. So you see, since the Goyim don't have Kibush, so it doesn't matter that Yifas Taya is offered their Mutter to us, it's built on another halacha. It's the same thing with Shechita. Over Perak Abba Mises, Amru Gabi Yifas Taya, Vichy Hai Gabi, Tzimera Hacha, Shani Goyim have Shechita Nenu. Shai Goy Aser. Over Tosfos Hikshu Zeh, Tosfos asked this kasha. V'tirtzu l'kasha zu. No, he didn't. Like I mentioned, v'tirtzu l'kasha zu. We study the Tosfos.
Correct.
He doesn't
not
answer
there.
It. Yep. So the Rashash says, no, foul. Tirtzu l'kasha zu. The Lechem Mishnah probably remembered the Tosfos. He thought Tosfos gives a teretz, unless in his Tosfos that was a teretz.
The star says.
Am I in the Tosfos? Yeah, the Rashash. Quotes the Rashash. Rashash says there's no such answer. The Hachsuga Chalukos. classic Rambam, Stiras Sugis, and he paskin like the other Sugis. You don't say Vehikal Midei by Shechita, because just like there, you don't say it by Yefas Torah, because the guy has no shaykh to war. You don't say it by Shechita, because the guy has no shaykh Shechita. So then Sugis Chalukais, Taisis Rambam holds as he often does. This is like a standard Rambam, I don't want to call it a trick, but a standard Rambam approach. Then it's a machlokes sugyas, and he goes like the other sugya. Then sugyas chalukas. So break up a misa svara krav achav bayankav, and he holds the lavilitzi. Zenir lahalitz ksas avishu doichik. He admits it's a doichik like a Mishnah, but that's how he sticks up to the Rambam. Now, if you have a little time, see the two sugyas. See this.
Just a
side. Yeah,
if a guy shoots an animal
that's
in the
parcheses,
he also has
a Evgenachai.
Is that what you said?
If a guy
shoots an animal.
If it dies, not if it dies.
No, it's
the parcheses. Yeah. Even by a Jew. If an animal's dying, it's the parcheses. It'll be Evgenachai for a Jew also. It's only not Evgenachai when you're shecht. If an animal's dying, somebody hit it over the head and he's dying.
Right.
Till he dies, till he stops moving, it's Eva Menachai. You can't tear off a limb.
For a guy.
And again, just by a shechita, takes off Eva Menachai because the shechita is not there yet. Even though it's alive, still, technically it's alive. Where's this? Simon?
They say over there.
Yeah. It
says that when they
shechit
the parcheses, they knock it over the head
to
kill it.
What? They knock it over the head?
To kill it.
Who does it?
In the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, it says
why? While it's the parcheses, you know, you don't want to wait, you know. Until
yeah, then you can kill it.
Yeah, they
then you're allowed to kill it. After
like
the shechit.
Like yeah.
After the shechit, when it's still running around, you can execute it, you can knock it over. Hit it over the head to kill. Once you do the shechita, now there's the itzav lo sochel adam. You're not allowed to eat anything. You want to take a bite from the neck.
Right.
You want to take some healthy meat from the neck. You got to kill the animal first. You'll be allowed to kill it.
You're getting away from that. It's not healthy. Too much iron. The root thing is iron. Too much iron in your blood is too good.
Yeah, the Machaber brings it. You're not allowed to eat it if the animal dies, right? Right. Now, okay. I'd rather, we have a few minutes. Let's do Rav Shach. It's such geschmackes stuff. The Rambam says, Chein chayv eiv v'nachay, abbasim v'nachay. The Rambam says, in Luchas Malachim, the ones we studied, Chayv eiv v'nachay, ubbasim v'nachay, v'chol shu. Shall nit nashim l'Yisrael bavad, umutaru b'dam v'nachay. Rambam, we just stop. So Rabbi Kveger brings a very strong question on the Rambam. הנה יאויים בחידוש רבי קידם, סוכן דף חבדם, שמה שתום על הרמב״ם כאן, הסובר שבנוח חייב על כלשהו. יאו זה בנוח is חייב על כלשהו. וגם כלשהו, and the Rambam writes כאן, שבנוח מצווה על איבה מן החי, על בוסה מן החי. So you know what the kasha is, Rabbi Yisai? You know the Shagas Aryeh asked this question to Rabbi Moshe Adler. The Chassam Sofer says the Shagas Aryeh asked my Rebbe this kasha. I'd never heard of something before. I'd like to place it in history. The Shagas Aryeh brings that the Chassam Sofer writes in Shuvis that his Rebbe of Nasanah said the Shagas Aryeh asked him this question. What's this question? If there's no shiur by a goy, so basim and achai, yechayv an amashu. So if yechayv an amashu, basim and achai, the eiv and achai has to be basar gidim matzamos. So man afkeminet that is eiv and achai. If a guy is chayvin a kolshu, so once there's an issa basim and achai, so it'll always be a bissin by Eva, it'll also be basim and achai.
Well, but gidim, but Eva has number, because what are gidim alone?
No. To be chayvin a kolshu, you have to eat basim and gidim and achai.
So some gidim you never, it's never Eva.
Never. You have to eat basim, Eva and achai has to eat basim and gidim and achai. You have to eat basim and achai. So yes, in the Rabbi, hello, kol Eva, Frank Rabbi Kiveh, and this kash, as I say, was asked by Gedolei Olam, Kol Ebru Basa Gidim Batzamas. In Cain. Lemay Nafkin Mina. So what do you mean? A guy is mitzuvah and Eva Menachai. Once he's mitzuvah and Basa Menachai, so he'll always be Basa Menachai. But the mitzuvah and Eva Menachai. Hare Memeilu Chayiv. Mishum HaBasa Shemai. To be Chayiv and Eva Menachai, you have to eat Basa Gidim Batzamas. And you're Chayiv and a Koshu. See, Bishlam according to us. Basa Menachai has to be a Kazayas, a Shear. So, if it's Eva Menachai, you don't need a shear of basa. But by a guy where there's no din shear, Bishal basa shabab, it's a basa menachai. If she is chayv shtayim lo shach ben noyach. You can't say it's chayv twice. Why?
Miso,
you only get killed once. Just have no misasan. V'tiritz ha-goyim Rebbe Kivei. So tonight, I hope we have time for two teirutzim. Do we have time, yeah?
Two teirutzim. I'll stay.
Yeah, why not?
I don't want to leave without hearing him.
It's 10 after.
Oh, truly. Good. Yeah, okay.
Actually, 9:30 to 18.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
I got to have a meeting at 9:30. So, but,
okay.
Anyway, I never keep that on late. You know my shit. Bishop is Chayiv, Shtaimo Shachbina. The tea rates are going to be keeping. Shanaf Kamini Ba'achlo Shado Kedar Chachilas. You eat it in a not normal way. Shalom Kedar Chachilas.
What?
He's going to think Sach Rav Shach. But in Prima Garden, but Rabbi Kiveiga argues, Gidim at Samas and never Kederach Achilasa. So Eve Menachai, you don't need Kederach Achilasa. Be'ach Shigam at Samas, Vagidim at Starf, the Kazayas. The Gemara says in Chulin, Kuvbeis. Of a Rambam Smachos says, "Hey, Afshach this at some skin Hemshkolok Achila." By definition, you don't need bones and sinews and gidim. Mikom Zeres Hakosu Shechayev Shegei Shloma. So Rabbi Kivega surmises, and Evim and Achai, since the gidim at Samos, you don't have to. It's that normal eating. Shegam Abos Shuvav Mokshkolok Achila Chayev. Since the is Evim and Achai, by its nature, you don't need Achilas on the gidim at Samos. So he says, you don't get a glass on the buser. Rav Shach is going to say this is not necessarily so. This is a giant step for mankind. Avomitam basam nachai. Oh, but if he's a basam nachai, it's got to be kedar chachilasa. Nachai is a kosher. That's Rabbi Kivega's interesting term. He says, the chiluk will be, if you eat the basar, shaloi kedar chachilasa. So it's eva menachai, he'd be chayv. Because Eid Menachai, by definition, you need Basa Gidim at Samas. And Gidim at Samas. It's Shalok Kedar Chachila.
You gotta come up with
something. Ear is a Eva, you can eat a whole ear.
What was upset me about Rav Shach? To me, it was Mashman Rav Shach, but Mechilas Kavod, my Eidness, so he's not that way. What does he mean yet? So Rav Shach is going to say, no, you're only Chayef and Gidim at Samas, and Gid Adash Shtei Prima Gadim Kedar Chachilasa. So what does he mean? Rav Shach assumes he means you got to cook it and prepare it to make it edible, even though ain't begid the most ain't begid the menosim ta. So the Prima Garden says you only chayv keder chachilas. So Rav Shach assumes that he means you'll only be chayv and get a nasha or give them at samus if you cook them and you make them edible. But Lanias Daiti, that's not what the Prima Garden means, and that's very big docha. Nobody says Yoli Chaim and Gira Noshe and Eiv Menachai. It means that, in other words, whatever's called eating, as Rambam, the example of bringing out, you put in poison. Let's say you're mixing some poison. That would be Shalok Yerachilasa. But of course, the Torah is Mechaiv and Gid and Skidim and Atzamas if eat them even though they're not roi. But it still has to be Kederach Achila, meaning if you pour a lot of salt on it or you put poison on it, so then you'll be part. But a vada, the Prima Gadim, is moidal and yistaiti, not like Rav Shach. That yechayif for eating gira nosha or ginim and samas, even without preparing them and making them edible. See, he wants to learn Rav Shach. What they mean is, see, this is totally not like Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega says, even the basar, an eiv menachai, doesn't have to be a kedar chachilasa. The Prima Gadim says, even the gidim and samas have to be kedar chachilasa. Now, what does that mean? Rav Shach assumed that he meant, you got to prepare it and make it edible.
I mean, the guy meets someone's steak has a gid in it, you know, so they eat the gid, right?
They make it edible.
Well, gid, I mean, meat.
When you eat it with meat, it becomes...
Yes, I'm
saying... No, he's just saying that gid is edible. He's saying that's can be called... So, I want to show you one more teretz. to this kasha.
One more teretz. He says, I in Shuvah's recent shas chasam sefer. Just to see it, it's fascinating. I was so blown away that the Shagas Ari asked Rav Nosson Adler this question. I wonder what he said to him.
Let's see the Sam Seifer's Teretz. So tonight we'll cover two Teretz. Kivegas Teretz, the Sam Seifer's Teretz. Teretz Ba'ofen, Sheben Noach, Hayom Esuk.
The Ben Noach, his life is in danger. Vieshel Rafos Atzma, Beposa Menachai. And he needs for cure, you know, grabbing shas, he's deathly ill. And he has to eat bas menachai. The miyochal, ev menachai. Mashuzal, ev menachai, nerag. Should he only be muzram bas menachai? So he's deathly ill. He has a heter to eat the bas. But he has no heter to eat the gidim batzomas. The miyochal, ev menachai. Nachashim muzal, ev menachai, nerag. You don't need that. You only have to eat basar to cure yourself. This is the some safest interesting terrors. So that's nafkemina that a gal bimutzuvila even menachai nerek shimloyon muzirak al bas menachai hamutalo lechol.
I didn't get this. Could you?
It's an odd case. A guy's definitely ill. I need to eat the meat. A guy's definitely ill.
The whole concept is only made for a case like this.
I know.
Yeah. Right.
What's
the case?
That's the first time.
A guy is definitely ill.
Right.
He's saying a nafkamina. It's true. It's a funny case. Yeah. The guy's definitely, he's got to eat the meat. Mm-hmm. So if there'd only be a meat, it's a basim and achai, so he'd be allowed to eat the meat. And there would be no issa if it's the gidim vatsamas. The guy wouldn't meet suva and eva menachai. But now that he's meet suva and eva menachai, so if he'll eat the whole eva, it'd be chayv misa. He's a sakana, was only matim to eat the meat. You don't have to eat the eva. But since there's an Isser of Eivim Nachayin Agoi, so Bichayiv Misa, V'yitz all Eivim.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.